Yeah, this is a treat. I'm not sure I even care as much about what he says as I like introducing him. Joining us now is Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. Hall of Famer, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. NBA's back on, two big games. I think both of them have a lot of interest to me. I think they're both good series so far.
I'm not happy, Hall of Famer, because I don't understand why you have so many days between games. What is going on? They play on Tuesday, and then they don't play again till Saturday? That's longer than you probably ever had to wait between games when you were coaching. What is going on?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a television responsibility why they want certain days, I guess weekend days. And I think the hockey and the NBA has always been friendly to one another, and maybe they want the hockey team to have some love for the playoffs. And
all right.
I don't know. You know that business better than I.
All right, I'm sorry I even brought it up, because I want to know what you're thinking. I just think that the Bucks got the best player in Giannis. He'll figure out a way to win the series, but that's probably wrong in the sense of we got game three. My partner Tony Smith has nailed the first two games. Said the Bucks would win easily. Then he said that Boston would win easily, and he's picking the Bucks to win game three. Not easily, but by about six. So you're up against someone who's smoking hot.
Well, you know, I disagree with you. I don't think this is a superstar series. I think it's going to be responsible who wins this series. And I think it's there. I mean, it's a Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday. Who's going to play best between those two?
Wow.
That's my desire.
I think Brown's got a bad hamstring. I think it's going to show itself before the series is over. What do you think of that theory?
Sounds like a homer. A homer.
All right. Homer. All right, you take over, Tony. I mean, what is just the first two games or just the first two games? Did anything stand out to you in terms of what happened? Neither was close.
Well, the one thing that stands out is who makes threes. Who shoots the hell out of it when won game one? Who shoots the hell out of it won game two? But the other thing that stands out to me that Giannis has not been dominating. He's been good, but he hasn't been dominating.
How come?
Well, Boston decided about Christmas time, maybe a little bit later, they wanted to play defense. And they got really good at it. And they got a lot of guys that like to play defense. I mean, I don't know where Jason Tatum came up with his attitude, but his attitude changed about January 1. And now he's a good defender. Al Horford and the Williams kid. Rob Williams and Grant Williams, good defenders. And they haven't even put Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown on the honest yet very much, except in switches. So I'm intrigued by Boston, but I think they're a little immature with their experience. And playoffs will say that the next five games, four of them are probably going to be very close.
Coach, why, when you look at this series coming in, you would think, okay, Boston's been one of the hottest teams in the league since, you know, the All-Star break. And then Milwaukee coming into the series, they're missing their number two guy, Chris Middleton. So on paper, it would seem that it wouldn't certainly game one seemed like it wouldn't have gone the way it did, and game two seemed more like what you thought. But why is Milwaukee being able to stay in this series?
Well, Milwaukee can stay in the series if it...
And I mean without Middleton, of course.
I think almost any march to a championship, you have a state where you got to play better without somebody. Middleton, I think, got hurt the last time they won a championship for a while. Giannis looked like he got hurt and he somehow played. I think the media has got forgotten that injuries are a part of our game. Everybody gets hurt. At this time of the year, everybody's body is hurting. And it's the pride and the dedication that you have to a profession that you make your body play probably more than it should. And I think this series is a 6 or 7 game series, and it might be determined by an injury. I mean, if Middleton's out, we know that's true. So Milwaukee knows it's got to figure that out. But Jaylen Brown's not out, but is he going to be 75%? Or is he going to be 50%? Or will he be 100%? You know, I don't know that until I see the game. It seems like both teams have no problem winning on the road. I just think Milwaukee's experience going through the process, losing and then winning a championship, Boston hasn't done any of that. So I lean to Milwaukee in the series, but I would like Giannis to be more dominating than his last two games. But, you know, in the same sense.
All right, hold on. Hold on just a second because I have to interrupt because they say I interrupt too much on interviews and I don't want to let anybody down. Well, if you were coaching him, what do you tell him to do? What you need? Okay, Giannis, you need to be more dominant. And I'm Giannis and I go, Hall of Famer, that's nice of you to say that, but what does that mean? What do you want me to do? Score more points? What? Be specific.
I want him to be more efficient. I don't want him to be a one-on-one player. I want him to be a basketball player that makes plays for others. I would use him a little bit more in as the picker in pick and rolls. I would use him a little bit more in what we call the dunker position. I would use him where he doesn't have to play one-on-one to get to the basket.
Didn't they do that at the end of the playoffs last year? Isn't that kind of how things went their way? Or am I wrong?
Yes, and I was going to bring that up. The last two games of last year, Giannis, a lot of his points were made by other people, were fabricated by actions that other people had the ball, and he got the ball as the receiver of the offense. I don't think you want Jason Terry and Jaylen Brown playing against Giannis's one-on-one skills. I think Giannis is a better playmaker. I think he understands the stage a little bit more. And I think you want Boston to play one-on-one all night long. And you want Milwaukee to play their team-oriented game all night long.
Talking with a Hall of Famer formerly known as George Karl. What's the first thing I should be watching in Game 3? What are you going to see that could make you think, yep, this is what's important? This is if from the Bucks' perspective, because, of course, everything is important only as it relates to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, I think shooting the ball. You know, who's getting the best shots early in the game? Who's got maybe the extra bounce and the extra flow offensively early in the game? I mean, Milwaukee can be a really good defensive team, and Boston can also. But I think it's the team that's sharp and is making shots and is playing with the pass and together, and their shot selection and a low turnover game is going to win. Boston had trouble with turnovers in Game 1. And I think in the second game they played a very, very unselfish first half. The ball moved. Milwaukee had trouble scoring. Their defense bothered them. They got the 20-point lead, never gave it back. But can Milwaukee turn that with the home court? Can they turn that around? And their offense is flowing, and they got more guys contributing, and their defense is smothering Boston's offense.
Talking with the Hall of Famer George Karl, I have told people they just should never watch regular season NBA games because if you watch the playoffs, it's just incredible how great the basketball is, how intense it is from the first possession. Is that how you would put it, or what do you like best? I bet you miss coaching so much it hurts when you watch this playoff stuff.
Especially now because defense is back. You know, we played about 3 years of basketball without any defense. But now we have some defensive teams out there. Phoenix is a good defensive team. Boston's showing that they can win games with their defense. Milwaukee has always had that, for a better phrase, San Antonio philosophy of protecting the paint and giving up threes, and it's been successful for them. And I think deep down inside, Memphis, the Memphis Golden State series, I think is going to be the best series that's left.
Who's the player John Morant reminds you of? He's crazy good. Who does he remind you of?
I asked that question about a month ago, and someone said he's a cross between Dwayne Wade and Allen Iverson. And I thought it was pretty good.
All right.
You know, Dwayne Wade, early in his career, didn't make many jump shots, was a rim guy all night long. And Allen Iverson basically could go anywhere on the court. He could go where he wanted to go. He could get there. And I think Giannis, in a lot of ways, is similar. And I think if Giannis tries to shoot too many threes, that's bothersome to me. He's got to be like a Morant. You got to get to the rim. That's what he does best. And so how can Coach Bud help him get to the rim, get easy shots around the rim, and have that dominant personality? Because no one can stop him when he gets around the rim.
Yeah, I like Ja too. But Coach, I want to know about the. I know Homer doesn't care about anything else but the Bucks. But what about the Miami series? It looks like that is probably over. I think, especially with Embiid, he's not even out of concussion protocol yet, so they're already down 2-0.
Miami's going to win that. I don't care what Philadelphia does. Boston, I mean, Philadelphia has so much negative energy around its team right now that it's disoriented. It's confused. I mean, Embiid's hurt. Is he coming back? Can they shoot the ball well enough? Can they defend? Is Harden lost it, or does he have it? He's still a good player. You got too much junk around Philadelphia. And don't get me wrong, Doc does a good job of kind of controlling the chaos, but I think Miami's just too good. I really don't know how good Miami is. They scare me at times, but then other times I don't know if they have enough, especially if Lowry doesn't play and if Butler continues to be somewhat hindered by his injury.
So you got the Bucks winning this series and then Miami winning. So that would mean you'd have to like Milwaukee's odds against Miami.
Well, didn't Miami beat Milwaukee last year? No, Milwaukee beat Miami.
Swept them in the first series. It was a couple years ago that Miami beat them when the Bucks had to get rid of Bledsoe.
They do have a little more, though, this year. They got Tyler Herro's playing on a different level now. They got Oladipo's back. He's trying to show
Old
some strides.
Oladipo's a shock, man. Oladipo's not only back. He plays like a stud.
Yeah.
Sometimes out there. I mean, it's really good. He and Jimmy Butler are going to be really interesting where that goes in the next round.
All right. On the last question, talking with the Hall of Famer formerly known as George Karl, is Giannis the best player in the game? Someone even said statewide it's not even close. Is Giannis the best player in the world right now?
Well, you know, I think we're watching the four best players in basketball right now. Two of them in your series, Giannis and Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum, this stage, this playoffs, how he plays is going to determine if he's going to move it into a top 10 player or just be what he is. And then the other two guys are in another series. One is, I think Chris Paul is playing unbelievable basketball. And no one wants to give him the love. I don't know what Chris Paul did, but no one kind of likes him. And the man is playing unbelievably good basketball. And then the other guy in the Western Conference, in my mind, is Morant. Yeah. I think Morant, we're watching a kid, probably not going to be able to win this series because of the inexperience and immaturity of Memphis. But this kid has courage. He has grit. He doesn't have fear. And Golden State's a good matchup because they don't have any big guy can keep them away from the rim. But even when teams have big guys, it's tough to keep them away from the rim.
Appreciate it. We will do it again. You are the Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. Does anybody but me call you that?
Yeah, there are a couple guys. I'm having fun with it.
You should.
Good stuff.
You've decided did you fire your speech guy?
Yeah, I fired him. I'm going to go do it all on Coach Smith, just like you said.
Yeah. Look forward to being there. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
The Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. Next.